Okay, quick taste of Rashi for the morning. The Torah says, you should not wrong or oppress a stranger, a ger, because you were gerim in Eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi comments, ger lo tone ona dvarim. This is talking about verbally oppressing him, basically making fun of him or degrading him or talking about the fact that he was a ger. And velo tilchatzeno refers to b'gzilat mamon. That's talking about actually robbing him. But more importantly, gerim ayitem, Rashi says, im honito, af hu yachol anotcha, v'lomar lecha, af ata migerim bata. Mum shebecha, al tomer lechavercha. Rashi says, why should you not talk about the fact that he's a ger to his face? Because you yourself, you were a ger, you come from gerim, you were once a ger in Eretz Mitzrayim, and your parents were gerim in Eretz Mitzrayim, so you shouldn't talk about things in other people when the truth is that you have the same mum. Ger just means somebody who's a foreigner who came from another place. We're all gerim. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we're gerim. We came from other countries, and we came here. So in that sense, we're gerim, even this is if this is our homeland. We can say it out loud. We're all amongst gerim. It's fine. If it was talking to somebody who wasn't, whatever, it doesn't matter. Ramban actually takes a different approach over here, though. Ramban says, no, that's not the concern over here. The relevance of Kigirim, Hitam Eretz Mitzrayim, is it's a warning. It's almost a threat. Hashem is threatening us. He's saying, listen, you think that you can make fun of the Gerim because they don't have anybody to back them up. That's the nature of being a stranger. You don't have anybody, you know, to support you. You're all alone. So you think that you can get away with it because, you know, you have people to support you, you have strength, and so you can oppress the Ger. It says, don't think that because you were once Gerim in Eretz Mitzrayim, and the Egyptians oppressed you, and I came to support you. So that's exactly what's going to happen if you start oppressing the Gerim here in Eretz Israel. I'm going to come to support the Gerim, and I'm going to attack you. Finally, the Ibn Ezra simply takes a different approach. He says, no, it's not about the fact that the person's going to say it back to you. You should just have empathy towards these people. You were once Gerim, you know what it was like, and therefore make sure that you take extra special care not to oppress them or degrade them in any way, because you once were Gerim, so you know what it feels like to be all alone. Shavua Tov. Yeah.